January 14th, 2016, meeting Henderson County Animal Services Advisory Committee. I'd like to ask someone to make a motion to open the meeting.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Meeting's now open. Thank you everyone for coming. My name is John Lynn. I'm the chairman of the Animal Services Advisory Committee. We can start over here with Mike Marsteller and introduce ourselves coming around this way.
Mike Marsteller, Mr. Ken Chairs. Brian Joel.
James Barble, North Carolina Department of Agriculture.
Patty McDuff.
Catherine Overstreet.
Carol Roof.
And we have Brad Rayfield with us. The I guess to start out with, the first thing on the agenda was officer elections and everything. The we have a chairman and a vice chairman that we nominate and vote for every year. And I ended up with it in January of last year. So at this time, I guess I would ask if anybody would like to volunteer as to be considered a candidate to be chairman of the board for this next go around. Would anybody like to do that?
Can you do it again?
I could, but you see, I'm out of breath for just getting back. I don't mind doing it. I really don't. It's not you know, it's not really that time consuming and everything. I just my only thing from last year when I had a reservation about possible reservation about doing it was my schedule and everything, and everything just ran on top of me today, and I just barely got here on time. So yeah, I made it.
So it's not a good day for elections.
No, not for me anyway.
Well, what about you? Could have an assistant. I'd be your assistant. I just
Well, there's a chair and a vice chair.
No, see, I'm not. I'm overextended right now. I'm not in a position.
Yeah, that's why.
You just volunteered enough.
No, I was volunteering him.
No, that's like I say. It's really, I talk with Brad a lot. As far if nobody knows what we do, Patty does. She did it for the year prior to me. Basically,
I'm nominating Patty right now would not take it.
I'll second it.
You basically communicate back and forth with Brad as far as meeting times, meeting notes. If there's anything to do with a dangerous dog appeal and everything, you discuss stuff like that with him, and then basically coordinate. Y'all have seen emails I've sent out, a couple here and there over the course of a year. It's not really that, it's not hugely time consuming or anything. It's really not. But like I say, I'm starting to run to the point. I don't mind doing it again, but I'm starting to run to the point that my business is picking up steam, and my time's starting to get limited. And that's my only reservation about me doing it again. Otherwise, I don't mind.
I'd like to nominate the current vice chair, Donna.
I don't mind doing the vice again if, I can back up John if he needs me. But
you're good for vice. Is that it? Oh, okay.
I mean, I will if no one else wants to volunteer, but I'm certainly happy to serve on the board again, Brad, for another year, but I don't have to be vice chair.
And if someone wants to do it, and I understand Donna's time being limited, if someone else wants to do it, I'll be glad to be a vice chair to that. And, if you need some help, anything, call me anytime. I'm not that difficult to get in touch with. That would be perfectly fine if someone wants to do that. I'll be glad to help, and Brad's always there at a phone call. You can call Patty and ask her. She's readily available, and if not, she'll get back to you really quickly. I've leaned on her several times this year. So does anybody have any inclination?
I just think we have an excellent committee with a lot of very qualified, or I think people, sometimes in serving through the year, I often think, would this person be, qualified to be a chair? And I truly believe we have just a stellar committee. So my first thought was Donna, because she's had the same length of tenure as John. But I will honestly say there's no one I wouldn't support. So, but I think for the experience, it's good if more people, thank you for either one of you choosing to be vice chair. But I think it's a great experience for just someone to take on. And it's like when I took it on, believe me, I'm not into leadership positions at all, but I felt it was my turn. And so if you think of it, you know, in a way of, you know, well, you know, I'll do my share, and I'll do it. So, and it's not that hard. You have a great support.
And I'm kind of shy too. So, you know, it's I've overcome that this year too.
Very nicely.
What?
Yes, really.
Comments? What? Yeah, I just filmed a video commercial today. Yeah, I'm pretty shy. Yeah, that's bad. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anybody have any thoughts or thinking about?
I want to make a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
If nobody else wants it, I'll be more than happy to do it. However, with that being said, some of the times my job takes me away during the day when we have the hearings. So if there's somebody, if I can't get here for a hearing, if there's somebody to do that, then.
I don't think that's a prerequisite that you have to be all the hearings.
Yeah, because the vice would do it too, right? Back up. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the commissioner's back me and doing whatever I need to do.
Yeah, as long as the vice chair's there, it's.
That rules me out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're out, man.
So with that being said, I'll let y'all. That's all. Only comment I've got on.
Second.
I already did that. While he was talking.
Third.
Okay, done.
So let's just, for official purposes and everything, James, are you volunteering to be the president on the, or the chairman on this committee? Okay, James has offered to be chairman on the committee for the next year and everything. I've heard a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passed there. James will be the new chairman. That'll start next meeting, Brad, right? Or now? That's what I was thinking. It was. That's what we did last year and everything. The second part of it is, as far as a vice chair goes, I know Donna's done a great job and everything. She really has. She's just kicked back and, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. What I was going to suggest, though, is if somebody else wanted to be vice chair and everything and back James up, you know, raise your hand. Don't hesitate. If not, like I said, I don't mind volunteering to be vice chair and help him out with stuff if necessary.
Well, why don't you do that, John? I mean, I'll make the motion, you know, because it would be a good transition since you have done it.
Okay. Donna's made a motion that I be named as vice chair. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 All right, motion passed. I guess that makes me the vice chair at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then the meeting's now chaired by.
All right. Absolutely. And we will go over at this point right now. Do you go by James or Jim?
Whatever.
I like James. It's got a regal sound to it, man.
Marble.
Actually, people call me by my last name more than they do my first
name. Do they really? Well, you'll be Jim when you get down to the auction house here. We'll call you James here. All right, at this point in time, I'll turn over the meeting to James. And basically what we do at this point when we go down the agenda, these are the meeting notes from last time. You'll make a motion to approve the meeting notes from the October 8th meeting and then ask for someone to make a motion. Someone will make a motion second and then I'll pass.
Right here?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Make a motion to approve notes from October 8th, 2015 meeting.
I'll make that motion.
All in second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed?
Motion passed.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Discussion items, requirements for record of meeting notes.
I'm sorry. I got above and beyond myself. We got one thing we got left to do, and Patty just pointed that out. Thank you very much. What you do is before we get into the discussion items, let's open the floor for public comment and ask if anybody from the public has anything that they would like to ask or offer or whatnot.
This time we want to open the floor for public comment if anyone has any.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have anything you want to say to me?
I'll keep you posted.
interested.
You're in the right seat to do it.
I know.
No one has anything.
Marble, I do question that.
Everybody does. We don't have any comments or hecklers. We'll go to the discussion items. Requirements for record of meeting notes. John Lynn.
All right. What this had to do with is the meeting notes from this last go around are pretty huge. It was 20 pages. Everybody got it. Brad sent it out. Yeah, there's a few that you dictated, but still, I mean, there's a lot. Brad's doing a lot of work on this, okay? He's spending what I would call an inordinate amount of time having to go through and make up these the notes from the prior meetings. My suggestion is the meetings are recorded, okay? Everything's recorded. We have, I don't feel that there's a need for an oral translation onto paper and everything. Items like the documents, all the attachments that we had from the last meeting, I'm going to suggest that the recording of the announcement of the meetings and everything be uploaded to the website, to the county website, where, you know, it's publicly available anyway. I mean, anybody can go in and audit our notes. They can listen to the recording if they want to. I make the motion that we have the record of the meeting notes uploaded to the county website. That way they're publicly available, and that keeps Brad from having to do so much work as far as dictating our meeting notes. And any attachments like we have for the tethering that we had last go around, that can be uploaded as well. I mean, it can all be put in a PDF file. It can be put online, and if people want to see what it is, then they can download it and look at it. You know, like I say, it's public information. It's nothing to hide. That was going to be my suggestion right there. So,
John, if you'll allow me, this is an example of what the Environmental Advisory Committee does. And if you'll look, what I'll do is I'll set up a part off of our webpage, a link just like they've done here. It'll have the committee members, and it'll have the meetings and the audio and the dates. So if y'all pass that around, it'll be an easy way for everybody to access it.
Is Sarah okay with this idea? I mean, that's the only thought that occurs to me, is if Sarah...
It's really other... All the, you can see the other committees in the county.
So it would be an issue. Okay, yeah. Good. No, I think whatever lightens your load is a good idea.
I think it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I do too.
Yeah.
So the committee would have the obligation, obviously, of referring to, you know, at least refreshing, you know, our before the next meeting. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. So are you waiting for a second?
I just wanted everybody to have an opportunity to see what the web, I'll let everybody see what the web page looks like and everything, just to get an idea of what we're proposing, what's being proposed.
I've got the audio of all those, a lot of meetings. I could go back. I could put a bunch of the meetings on there just like it's been done.
Well, if a question did come up, you can always go back and get it off of the audio. So.
Thanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is this already being done?
Okay. By other committees that are just like y'all's. That's for, I think, environmental.
Do the members identify themselves before they speak?
I've never listened to one of those, but I think it's a good idea for us to do continue to do that.
Everybody satisfied with it?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, well, at this point, I'll make a motion that we have our the oral presentation uploaded online and any documentation uploaded to the website for public information instead of having Brad dictate everything out on paper and everything. I hear.
Abandon the meeting notes.
And abandon the written meeting notes. I make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Letter to the Board of Commissioners on tethering ordinance.
I
I guess it's among the committee to talk about.
Okay. The last meeting that we had Unchained Hendersonville group that was here, the couple of ladies from here, and they put on a very good presentation. Everything talked with us about, you know, we have a new tethering ordinance in Hendersonville in the city that we don't have in the county. We discussed some of the, you know, what they were doing with the tethering ordinance in Hendersonville, as in it being a time based thing, and you know, whether it's really got any teeth or not, no pun intended, will remain to be seen. But we basically talked about, you know, the tethering. We discussed it amongst ourselves and everything. And I didn't hear any objections or, you know, Patty I think sent a couple of emails out, and we were talking about it. But it just had to do with, you know, are we going to send a letter to the Board of Commissioners and everything, and ask them if this is something that they're concerned with. Is this something that they would like us to address as a committee? And if it's something they would like us to address as a committee, we could send that letter out between now and the meeting in April. And when we come back in April, that could be on the agenda. You know, we could, you know, they would probably get back with us. Lord knows it's 90 days. I'm assuming they would get back with us, you know, within a couple of 3 or 4 weeks or whatever. So if they ask us to review it and take a look at it and see if, so, you know, make suggestions to change our animal ordinance, we could do that then. If they say something to the effect of, no, we're not really concerned about it and everything, then, you know, we won't address it. But that's what we were, you know, that was the discussion item there as far as the letter to the Board of Commissioners. So I guess at this point, does anyone have any, you know, thoughts, anything like that?
Mike, did you all, I mean, I know it's a city thing, but you all were working with the police in order to train them and so forth. Have you gotten any feedback on any of this? Would you like to speak to that?
Sure. It doesn't work.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise.
Yeah, it's unenforceable. You can't, it's, if we take it like in a word picture, picturing the meter person, I don't think meter maid is the right word anymore.
Yeah.
But that person who goes out and chalks a tire and bases that off from a time frame, I get it. Well, we can't do that the way the ordinance is written on a time frame of an allowance of an animal being on a tether or not. Because there's no way to, I mean, there's no way to determine, has that dog been there 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Don't know. Or to police it.
Yeah. Or has that owner been out, brought the animal in, or let it run around, or walked it, and then put it back on the tether? You know, I mean, there's just, it's impossible. From an enforcement standpoint, it doesn't work.
I think it's a good idea to do away with the tethering, but as far as the time frame, you got to be black and white. You've got to either tell them yes or no. Because if you tell them 5 minutes, well, he's only been there 5 minutes. You weren't there to see it. Or if you tell them, well, it's a hunting dog. Now, I agree. Hunting dogs, they have, you know, that's how they're trained. But let somebody bring a chihuahua home and say, well, he's trained to hunt squirrel. You know, that, you can never police it. It's either no tether or you let it be. That's my opinion.
Well, I support your opinion about the no tether. I don't know how that would be received by the commissioners or even the other members of the committee, but that's my, because I understand exactly what you're saying, Mike, that would be very hard. Well, it's not like you can put a notch on a tree. And
again, that's
it, make sure you can.
If the general consensus is as a community and a whole that you're going to have a no tether, well, that's enforceable.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a tether, you're breaking the law. Now, the whole idea behind the tether and all of that, that's another animal, pardon the pun on that. I mean, you may get a lot of kickback on that from county people that can't afford a fence, that live in rural areas or different places like that, that just for lack of funding or anything else, and they love their pet, and they do take good care of them. Because I've always said, if an animal is tethered
improperly, there's so much more we can do in law enforcement to deal with that situation than the mere fact that it's got a that it's on a tether, if that makes sense. Collars growing into them, you know, abuse and all that, that takes it from a whole different level of ordinance to a crime, and that's what we do. That's what we do. It would really, you're basically going to lump, if we do the absolute no tethering, this is my opinion, and if we take that whole thing completely off the table, that'll really restrict a lot of people who do really well and lump them into a category with people that don't, that are already going to be enforced on animal cruelty, animal neglect, and everything else that we do. But, you know, I'm looking at it from that standpoint, and I really don't want to limit somebody's ability to own a dog if all they can afford is a tether, and it's done correctly. There's guidelines in place and how that should be, and that can be enforced as well. That's enforceable. If we have guidelines on how the tether, the snaps, the length, and everything else go, that's doable. But if we do that, if we just take that completely off the table and ban it, it just, my opinion is we'd really be hurting some folks that really love their animals and take good care of them and don't give them the option of even having an animal.
So are you talking about allowing tethering but not having time limits? I mean, you're taking the time limits off the table?
Well, like I say,
tethering is allowed right now. It's an allowable
thing. No, I understand that, but and it's not enforceable because of the time constraints that they put on it. I mean, why that got passed in the first place, because the minute you read it, you went, really? I mean, come on.
Well, that subject, I mean, I understand your point, but...
No, and I see what you're saying, but I'm trying to say, so if you... But again, how do you... You've got somebody you're saying that they should be allowed... That's the only way they can have a dog, to tether it. But if you still have a tethered dog 24/7 is not being taken care of properly.
I would submit that there is people who do have it set up correctly where they're not in.
No, I'm sure they're
fine in that environment. And I'd also submit that the reason they have to tether them is because of our leash law in the county. And I get that too.
I'm missing something. I have a dog and I can't tether her and I don't have a fence. So you're saying if I had the proper, there's got to be something else. I mean,
in other words, if your dog is off your property in the county,
right? It's loose.
It's loose, running around, frolicking through the fields.
Frolicking, she
it's,
does.
It's definitely going to be against the ordinance and is citable.
Right. But why would a dog be loose when we do have leash laws? Why?
Well, because they just let them run loose. I mean, you don't, but...
Well, but you're not supposed to, right? I mean, that's what the leash law's for.
We're not supposed to shoot people either. Yeah. But
in a perfect world, but not everybody goes.
Well, it sounds to me that if you take out the time limit or you take it away, then we're back to where we were in the beginning, which is with nothing.
I think where we are right now...
Is with nothing.
Is with... laws and ordinances in place that basically crack down on people who are tethering abusively, you know, in a negligent manner and in a cruelty manner. That's what we do. We enforce that.
Without so can you give
Not
me an example?
Taking away the option of someone that does properly have a proper tether out that says, I don't have the time to go to the dog park with my dog, but I want it to be able to be outside and get some fresh air. This section I have fixed for him. But he's saying if it is an abusive area that the collars are too tight or it's in a tangled up mess, you know, those are not properly.
Or if the collar is here and the tether is here and there's a platform that the animal can jump off from and
hang himself,
that is against the ordinance as it is or against
as it reads now. Yep.
The negligence and everything
else. I think
else.
That's where it ended up last time. Mm-hmm. Where the committee thought that the ordinance as it was read covered a lot of these instances, because you know I always, not necessarily taking an outright position against or for tethering, but trying to put myself in the position, as Mike's talking about, of a lot of these folks that are going to find themselves in a bit of a pinch. Take somebody who's elderly,
yeah,
can't walk their pet,
right,
but they want them to be outside, get fresh air. So they get one of the little spikes, put it in the ground. Well, that dog's tethered. Or a pulley system, you know, that dog's tethered. So those folks are going to all of a sudden be breaking the law and find themselves in a position. Maybe they even live in an area where they can't put up fences. So I think that's kind of the general consensus that, and of course we all agree that a time factor is not enforceable. So I would agree with James. I think it's got to either be this or nothing. And I don't think there is kind of a discretionary enforcement policy to put on these guys, because then all of a sudden now you're talking about some folks are saying, well, he's allowed to tether, but now you're citing me. And so I think that's, I think, and I think it's a good point. There are other ordinances that cover a lot of these in state laws that cover kind of the peripheral issues that keep being brought up regarding tethering. Yeah, and I think a lot of times we go straight to this, you know, big chains, cinder blocks, dirt lots, and that's not always the case, you know. So I think that's kind of where the discussion moves from one extreme, and I guess I'm just trying to put myself in kind of the position where some of these folks might find themselves. And as Mike said, a lot of them are great owners, but that's their option in order to try to live up and not have an animal at large and be cited for that. And they don't want their animal to be at large,
right?
Because then they're going to get hit.
And that's their only option,
exactly.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
there is examples, just to answer your question, I'm not going to go into specifics on record, but we have cases right now that are actually in the court system that haven't come through here, that go to the criminal court side, of animal cruelty and neglect because of the collars and different things like that. So it's a team effort. When folks see things in your community and they see an animal that's not in the optimum of conditions, we rely on everyone's help and make bringing it to our attention. Then we go and we measure up where this stands against the law, not against the law, and everything else, and do our part. So we're doing that, and that's kind of what I'm, and I appreciate how you explained it a lot better than I do. All I'm saying about the tethering, if we have the same thing that the city does, it convolutes. It needs to be black or white. Either no tethering, or tether, or allow it to tether, but allow the state law and the ordinances and all the peripheral issues to be taken care of by enforcement and people who are observant and ask us to go out and check on them.
Has anyone considered approaching Luttrell to see whether or not Blue Ridge Humane Society might also build fences for people in the county if we do go with something, you know, where we favor non-tethering?
And they're doing that now
in the city.
I can't imagine that she would have. It's a matter of funding. Why?
And what I heard, I was just sitting here thinking, where did I hear that? It seems like somebody told me that the money that they had set aside has hardly been tapped. In other words, they've had very few requests.
And I would pose this, and forgive me for being blunt, but with these current laws in place and how I'm seeing them working, I feel like that's kind of an overreach on government. If somebody comes to your house and said, hey, I'm going to build you a fence, and then it's great.
Oh,
it's
no,
a
I think
good
they'd have to approach Blue Ridge.
Yeah,
Blue Ridge,
but you see what I mean. I mean,
oh.
Hey, look.
There's enough animals that need help before the money goes to that, before building a fence for somebody. Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of where I'm at with it.
You can't build a fence in a
community that does not allow.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
housing developments require certain.
A lot of housing have very strict.
Yeah, homeowners association,
allowed,
yeah.
So even if you had the funding to build it, if you were in a neighborhood that wasn't allowed, then
And I mean, what's your limit as far as funding goes too? Because I mean, fencing is not cheap.
No, I agree.
Not only does
and
it
like,
cost for that,
like was brought up, that money can go for other programs that would really be beneficial for the animal.
Well, it doesn't have to be complete. And we're not talking yard fencing. We're talking a good-sized dog run.
Right, but there's a lot of covenants and
covenants,
yeah. Yeah, homeowners
association. I know that, I live in one, but I understand that. But
necessarily an option.
I think the irony, though, is that someone who lives in a place where you couldn't build a fence probably is taking really good care of their dog. And it's not the situation that we're thinking of where a dog is neglected or, you know, left without, you know, resources.
Yeah, I think that's
And it's sad because you have to make a law that fits everybody and, or at least, you know,
if you're in the same neighborhood, probably don't allow a dog to be chained out in the first place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think the couple of thoughts I had on it, one, this is, we're talking about the county and not the city,
okay.
You know, and we're a very rural county.
Very rural and very much, very larger.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's, yeah, I agree. I'm not much on tethering either. But at the same time, you know, like Mike was talking about, there's just so many people who are, if you take away tethering, which put a dog out on a run, let him go, you know, let him go play for 30 minutes or whatnot. Elderly folks, we're a retirement, you know, we're basically a retirement mecca. You're gonna have a lot of elderly folks that can't afford something like that. Well, maybe they can't do something like that. I look at it as a county versus city thing, in that, I mean, there's such a wide reach. We're so rural and everything. Is this even feasible to do? You know,
is there any merit to looking at breaking down the size of the dog? Some people, and I don't know how you'd ever work this in, but some people shouldn't have dogs. It's not that they abuse them; it's that they can't take care of them. The dog is either way too much for the person, or, you know, there's some other reason. You'd have to give a lot of thought.
Well, they shouldn't even have kids if you look.
Exactly, but see, I can't get into that.
What are you trying to say?
Wrong committee for that. But if it, you know, like if it's an elderly couple and they have a Pekingese and they want to put a Pekingese on a tie-out, then that shouldn't necessarily be the same law that would be a Doberman or a Rottweiler who's tied out all day.
Thing is, though, it's black and white, because then you got people going back and forth saying, how come their dog can and mine can't? You can't discriminate
on
toward,
size?
You can't discriminate.
And take the little puppies away from all the old people and deal with that.
Well, if they can't take care of them.
But see, I guess, and then you come down to, what does that mean, take care of them?
You go back to number one, if let's, example, you was looking for an example a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would not go get a dog if I didn't have the means to take care of the dog.
I know,
but that's
right?
Not usually the case. I mean, but there are plenty of people that go and do it, or they get the little puppy for Christmas and it grows to
and
be
it grows,
a big
it gets
dog.
Big.
What, you know, it's like, what did you think was going to happen when you got the Rottweiler puppy? But, I mean, there, you can't explain stupid.
Common sense. Mm-hmm. Common sense.
Yeah.
The thing about
happens
it is,
over and over.
We're not the only county that has a problem with this. I mean, you look around, Buncombe County has the same problem all the other counties. If it was an easy fix, they would have already fixed it by now. This is not something that we can, you know, you settle.
Buncombe County
thing.
Has a pretty good ordinance, and it's pretty well enforced.
They have problems. We deal with that, too.
Well,
okay?
But
anyway, what I'm saying is it would be nice to get ideas from other counties that resemble Henderson County, you know, maybe see what they do. But it's just not one of those easy things. It's like Varville says, if it's black and white, that would be nice. But
well, your suggestion on tethering, on describing what's acceptable as tethering, that would at least be...
That's manageable. If you want to lay out, short of getting, in other words, if you want to put in there what isn't acceptable, in other words, the type of collar, like a choker, wouldn't be acceptable for a tether collar. Does that make sense?
Yes.
X number of feet of chain or something?
Yeah. You can set up what you shouldn't, what we shouldn't be able to, what
right,
we shouldn't
intact
see.
Female.
That, you know, that is enforceable, and we get there and hey, that chain's way too short according to ordinance, or that collar isn't the right type, it cuts into their neck, or this, that, and the other. I can live with that. We can work with that. But again, we already have laws in place for people who, but to say all ultimately in a blanket form, no, you can't tether, or yes, you can tether, but when you do tether, it has to be a chain that's this and
a
type of collar that doesn't eat into their skin and all that. That I can live with that. I mean, we can enforce that.
And that's something I agree with you. I think that's something that would be much easier for us to address and something that I don't think the Board
but
of Commissioners
time limits,
would, you know.
The whole psychology of whether or not they deserve to have a dog or whether or not the dog is deserved to be in and out, I don't believe that's something we should be enforcing or that it's going to be impossible to enforce in that light and hard to really get people to swallow in a...
What if a neighbor who's there all day does the timing and then calls? Is that not sufficient?
Wouldn't be for me.
It would, you get you guys...
Because how do I know that neighbor doesn't have something against them?
Agenda,
don't.
Yeah.
And it also turns neighbors against neighbors.
That's why I say it wouldn't be for me. I mean,
So you get... Yeah, so it wouldn't be. Now, but leaving a dog in a fenced-in area when there's no one home for an undetermined amount of time, that's legal. Is that correct?
Well, and as long as they have water and shelter.
Shelter,
water,
yeah.
Shelter. But again, we're taking and making we're giving a parameter of, yeah, you can leave them out, but they have to have shelter and they have to have water. That's enforceable.
And that's already on anyway.
That's yeah. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
we have good laws in that area. And the state and the ordinance that we have in place for cruelty and negligence, see, state
right.
Doesn't have the negligence. We have the negligence that we can charge. It's there. And if it fits the bill, and that's what we're really, really, really here about, is these animals that are being neglected and being treated cruel, we'll do it.
What about an intact female? Can you prohibit...
Or state law on intact female.
Cannot be tethered? Is that what you're saying?
Not when they're an
laws?
Estrus. Right.
No. Not when they're an estrus.
They can't.
Okay. There's a state law against
it. Somebody
okay.
Go into the dog
okay.
Park.
Cannot run at large.
It's against the law.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Common sense, too, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Of course, it was a pit bull.
We don't have enough of those.
Well, I guess that goes back to the question at hand. We were discussing about sending a letter to the Board of Commissioners asking if they want us to address tethering. Do we do that or do we not? Is it going to be a waste of their time, our time, or whatnot? Or could we possibly come up with take some of the suggestions that we've heard tonight, such as the collars, types of collar, length of chain, things like that? That's something that I think we could address as a committee and make those suggestions to the board as far as let's change that. You know, we're suggesting that, you know, these be changed so, you know, the animal welfare officers can go out and, you know, take care of those problems that are definitely problems without putting, for lack of a better word, an overdue burden on other folks who, you know, might have their dogs out for a couple of 3-4 hours. You know, on a long chain and just letting them run and play because that's, you know, like I say, as long as they got food, water, and shelter.
I make a motion we table it and let's think about it because when you send something to these commissioners, they want you to send a letter and a solution all at the same time.
I would submit that the county commissioners, if they're getting some flack on it, they would be asking us.
Yeah.
Well, I say we table it till we get a solution to the problem because that's what they want to hear. They want to hear the problem and then the fix to it. So until we can come together on a good thing, a good ideal, I think we should just wait on the letter, my opinion.
May I suggest, well, not the letter, but maybe instead of just tabling it completely, we could put it on the agenda for the next meeting and we could bring ideas, you know, maybe have an opportunity to look at ordinances in other areas like you had suggested, similar.
Well, it'd be nice, too. For Marsteller to go out and talk to some of his employees and see what they could enforce, what they felt like they could.
Could and couldn't.
Well, and having done the job, I can pretty much.
I thought somebody's been working.
Anyway. Talk to somebody who's what?
Okay, I will
do you
want to
come and sit on this side of the room with us?
Yeah.
I'll be glad to do some investigating and pulling it, finding ordinances in other counties and
it'd be nice to find something that's comparable to Henderson County, not, you know, not Charlotte. But
right.
No, okay. Just even to give ideas, because I can't, your experience is what I'm relying on. You know, that makes sense to me. And my crazy dog, but it's not.
See, I can look at it from the point of view of call volume. We have something that call volume.
Where he gets his complaint.
I've got...
call volume.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
If I have six officers responding to a lot, I mean, right now we're 2-1, two calls for animal enforcement to one deputy. So that being said, if we have something that is so hard to enforce or impossible to enforce, what do you think would happen to that?
What about...
But now if you have it the way it is, and now all of a sudden there's a complaint of animal neglect or animal cruelty, what do you think happens to that? It kind of goes up to the top of the list, if that makes sense.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, if you find some links or something on, you know, web search or whatnot, how about send those out and just in a group email and let the rest of us take a look at them, and we can all comment, you know, back and forth through email. And by the time we come back to the meeting in April and everything, we might have a little bit more to put on the agenda as far as to discuss and just go from there. And that way we will, you know, everyone will have had a chance to look at, you know, what's been found and, you know, see if we need to, see if we can adapt any of it to our county, our situation or whatnot, and, you know, go from there and talk about it next go around.
I'll reach out to the animal welfare section of the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and see what they have to allow or what they may recommend. And I'll bring that back to see, because the guidelines, you know, if you so long, change so long, so big of an area, not near a embankment, you know, just different stuff to where they can't get hung up or whatever. Let me see what I can find on our, on the Department of Ag's end, and I'll bring it back.
I'll make a motion and say let's pause sending a letter to the board until we've had a chance to do a little bit more research on counties similar to ours, and until we have a chance to discuss all of that at the next meeting.
I'll second that, but if I could add too, I think it might be very important for everyone of us trying to find out, maybe Brad, you know where it is right off the top of your head, where we speak to tethering in our ordinance.
I was just looking for that, and
yeah.
I couldn't
find
it.
We don't. We took
well,
it out.
I know we have it, and I just don't have it highlighted right now. But if and I don't mind sending it out. Once I find it, I'll do some research.
Well, I don't think it's in there. I just tried to find it.
The city
it
or
is.
The county?
The county, yeah. It is, untethering. I know it is. Because when we were talking about that about a year ago, I did some research on that. And again, I don't mind sending it out. I'll find it, and I will send it out. I think it's important that everybody on the committee knows what the county ordinance says right now. And then when we come to the meeting in April, you know, to hear what's happening with the research that, you know, Catherine has done, and then we can intelligently discuss if we believe there should be some changes made.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anything? Anybody have anything else they want to add before we close?
Thank you for agreeing to be chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.